Adulting is a roller coaster of really high highs, low lows, and everything in between. If you are in the thick of this ride and changing your mind every 2 seconds about whether you are enjoying it or not, you're in the right place. Every 2 weeks, join the Adulting Out Loud hosts as we talk through our experiences as certified adults, offering each other encouragement, inspiration, and a good laugh. We hope to leave you feeling refreshed and ready to face everything adulting has in store for you. Thanks for listening.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Adulting Out Loud podcast. Hosting today is Yvonne. And as usual, I'm joined by Yunia. Hi, Yunia.
Hi, Yvonne.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Yvonne. Good to hear from you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How have you been?
I have been well, thanks.
And you, Yunia, how are you?
I've been good. I've been well.
That's good. So today, we are actually talking about one of those deep adulting issues, I want to assume. And our topic is adulting and mentorship. We want to talk about everything general mentorship. Do we have mentors? How do we get to have the mentors? How are relationships with them? And what do we consider to be mentorship? And to start us off, our HR guy, Madam Carol. We are so glad we have you in this podcast. Who is a mentor?
Well, I think a mentor can be defined differently depending on the context. It changes a lot. But for me, I believe a mentor is someone who walks along another person, or a person who, what would I call it, who does life or who lives life with another person. So I think I could tie it together with probably, if we try to define mentorship, it would help define who a mentor is. So mentorship for me is more of a walking through life together with someone, or with a person, really with a goal to encourage or to equip another person. So a mentor would come off as, yeah, a person, they may be senior, but it can also be a peer. So really, I would say, yeah, it's just a person who is willing to nurture another person. And I think it all evolves through friendship and, yeah, and common interests. But then, as I mentioned earlier, it's different. If I'm to wear the HR hat, because we build mentorship programs in the workplace, and you don't necessarily have to know someone, but we just match junior professionals with seniors to help them equip their, you know, grow in their career, or to learn a skill, or to be equipped. So I think mentorship is broad, but to wrap it up, I would say for me, mentorship is more of, yeah, building life together with someone. Yeah.
Oh, nice. I like that. I like the words that you've used, nurturing and walking life together. Yunia, what's your take on that? What is mentorship to you?
Okay, first, a mentor, I think, is someone who you look up to in different areas. So I think mentors can be in different areas. I don't think it's one person for the whole of life. So yes, I could be looking up to you as a leader in my workplace, or in my spiritual life, or in different areas. So, and then I think, so you look, I mentioned someone who you look up to and who has gone ahead of you in an area of life that you are still growing in. And so, yeah, you reach out to them and they walk alongside you as they, yeah, take you through, I don't want to say steps, because it's not like they're outlined steps, like just walk alongside you and assist you in your journey in reaching the goal that you want to achieve. And so mentorship then is that process. And I don't think it's like, I don't know, people have different styles, but for me, I don't think it's like clearly outlined steps. That's why I liked what Carol said, like you're doing life with them. So I don't think it's like,
yeah,
a sit down. So maybe in some areas it's a sit down, I don't know. It might not be like clearly outlined steps of like, do this, don't do this, don't do that. But just, yeah, living life together and learning from each other. Actually, yes, I think it's learning from them, yeah, as you live life.
There's something, Carol, you said that, yeah, a mentor doesn't have to be, you know, senior. It can actually be a peer. And that's interesting because I think when growing up, we all knew a mentor is somebody you look up to, literally, not just because of how far they've gone in terms of that aspect of life, but also because of years. And even before we get to just talk about the different types of mentors, allow me just to ask vaguely, Carol, do you have a mentor in your life? And are they older than you? Are they younger than you? Are they in the same age group?
Well, yeah, that's an interesting question. I would say I have mentors, and those have really varied in different seasons of life. So I would say I have experienced different kinds of mentoring and mentoring relationships, and I have also had those that were really significant at different seasons in my life. So yeah, I would say I have both peers and those that are, well, older, so to say, than me. But I think for me, I would boil it down to different mentoring relationships, not necessarily a specific mentor or one person as my mentor, like my life mentor. I wouldn't say I have that, but I have different mentoring relationships, or I have experienced those, and they are both with my peers and also older, but also younger people than myself.
Oh, interesting. Yunia, you had already started mentioning the different aspects of the areas that one can have a mentor. Maybe you can just mention, and then we see whether we can add the areas that we feel are important for people to have mentors. Yes.
Okay. I think before I mention the areas, I have a question for Carol. Carol, do those people know that they are your mentors? Like, do you... I'm serious. You ask, okay, can you have a mentor who does not know that they're your mentor and you just follow them, especially in like this
era? That's a role model.
No, especially in like this era of like
of social media.
Like, just have someone who you've never met, they don't even know you're there, but you're just like following their life seriously because you're like, this person, I want to reach this.
Yeah, I think for me, I would say it's both. Yeah, there are situations where I've had that formal ask of, will you be my mentor? But most of my mentoring relationships really have been informal, but they have evolved into, like a proper mentoring relationship. So again, for me, I'll take it back to, it's been different stages and seasons of life.
And I think the thing is, when we are younger, it is so much easier to ask people if they can be your mentors, because at that time, your age allows you to be unsure about life. So it is so easy and acceptable, even in the eyes of mentors at that point, for you to ask, can you mentor me? Because you want to actually understand this adulting thing that you're now being, you know, pushed into. I think it's around that age of high school, moving up to campus. That's when you're not sure exactly what you're doing with yourself. You're just moving with the season. And people get it because everybody goes through that phase. So you asking for somebody to be your mentor is okay. It seems normal. But now when we are older, other than some aspects, of course, like marriage, you know, when you have to get either best couple or a mentoring couple if you're in the Christian setting. In other areas of your life, I think it comes more from the relationship that you have with them and the number of interactions that you have with them. It somehow places itself. You know, you won't have to say I'm a mentee or he's my or she's my mentor. It just happens. You'll find them introducing you that I mentor her, you know, and you're like, yes, she's my mentor. And nobody had to say it to anyone. How long should that Should a mentoring relationship last? Like, is there a time frame? And when you feel the season is over, how do you exactly break it off? Because I won't lie, I think, especially for me, when it comes to my academic life, because for me, I can say a part of me is an academia. I've ghosted my mentors. I don't know why. There are times I don't end a relationship, but I realize we've not spoken like in 3 years, and I don't know even how to pick it up, because I usually feel that the responsibility is on the mentee. I don't know what you guys think.
I agree.
How do you end this relationship?
I think there are two ways. I mean, because you're saying the responsibility lies more with the mentee, but then if we are looking at it as a two-way friendship or relationship, then we both have the responsibility to keep it. But then if you were asked to mentor someone, then there I would agree that the responsibility lies on the mentee. But of course, you have that conversation if possible, which is very hard, but in most cases it's just been the silence.
What we are saying, girls, is that with all mentoring relationships, regardless of whether it's in your spiritual life, marriage, academics, work, career, etc., that most often than not, the relationships have a lifespan. You know, they have a timeline, rather.
Yes, they do. And I think that timeline should be stated at the start of the mentoring relationship.
Oh my.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But I'm finding that difficult, Unia. Like, that's difficult. So bland.
Yeah, it's bland, but it's difficult because, you see, otherwise then it's not a mentoring relationship and you're just friends. Because why are we calling it, then why are we naming it? Why are we giving it a title if it's not just friendship? Because if it's just friendship, then it should just be friendship. It should not have another word. But the fact that it has another word means there's something more to it. And just because the mentoring relationship has ended does not mean you're not friends. Actually, I hope you are friends, because after that, that means I'll just feel like a project. And I don't want to feel like a project. Like, you know, like, I don't know, a project I'm making you better, you know? No. But it should have a timeline to say, and maybe it's the timelines are easier if it's for, let's say, career or, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's easier to place a timeline in those kinds of mentoring relationships. To say for 1 year or for the time that I'm doing my master's, to put a timeline, you do it, and then at the end you review and keep it pushing. Stay friends. And I think so that one will help you not to ghost. Like, when you're done with your master's, or let's say you've achieved whatever goal you wanted to achieve, that means then at the end you have a discussion and you'll be like, oh yeah, this,
thank you,
and then yes, thank you, and then you move on. And moving on does not mean you're not talking anymore, does not mean you won't come back again for, you know, for like advice or whatever, but it just means that now you're not, the both of you are not feeling awkward about it.
That makes sense. As difficult and weird as it sounds, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But I think that's one side of it. I feel like we are discussing like two aspects of mentoring, because there is that formal one where, you know, you can even set the timeline of when that will end and you review. But I think for me, I'm more inclined to the informal one that really grows over time, because I
think
allow
me to cut you short, Carol. When you're talking about the formal, I think it mostly happens with the professional and academic life.
Yes.
Even in Christian circles as well. Yeah, but the formal one happens mostly in the in the academic life and workplaces.
Continue, please.
Okay, so I was looking at the informal one. Personally, looking back to some of the good mentoring relationships that I have or still have, it's because someone saw gifts in me and then they chose to reach out, or they chose to pour their lives into mine to help me grow. So I think ultimately it takes some kind of, I don't know, wisdom and intentionality to identify and to choose who you want to work with or to invest your life in. I think it's a great thing And most times we are quick to see the flaws in others. But then I think when we are more intentional, then we are able to see people's gifts and then pick up on that. And so I think because of that, then I won't put a timeline to say, okay, this is over, because I see someone growing and we are growing together. So I'll still cling on to our mentorship relationship to go on. Yeah. So I think
the informal one. The informal one is basically friendship, to be honest.
mentorship grows out of friendship. Like friendship heals mentoring, right?
Not always. So that's why I agree with you, Caro, when you say there are two kinds. So basically, I think we are saying there are two kinds. So the one that grows out of friendship, then it's just a friendship.
I disagree with you.
Really, for me, I really think it's just a friendship.
It's not.
Yunia, especially when it comes to the spiritual front, most of the time it's somebody who's older. You know, it can be your pastor, mm-hmm. your pastor's wife. It can be an elder in church. When it comes to your spiritual mentors, they're not people that, you can call friends, really. They're senior. Like the people you know, the word I was using, you revere. In quotes, there are people who you don't want to know, you don't want them to know you're messing up in some areas. So it's not a friendship, really. But when they ask you the tough questions, you feel obliged to actually answer them.
I think there is a part of mentoring that grows, you know, why like informally or say organic. Like there is some sort of common interest. And then that's how mentoring, you know, starts. Because, I mean, you start asking questions, opening up your heart and telling your story. Just because, you know, it's just how a friendship would also devolve. For me, I'm finding it really hard to split those two.
Yes.
I think a good mentoring relationship would evolve into a friendship.
And not to say that the other ones are not a good.
Are not good.
Yes.
Let me tell you it's a craze that I've actually seen. Do you know, especially what you're asking about, Junior, when it comes to social media? I've seen people offering mentoring classes that you actually pay for.
Yes.
You know, so, you know, that's now a new aspect that is coming up, which I think just gets to show that life is difficult. Adulting is difficult. Girls, what are your last thoughts on this mentorship topic? Yunia, let's start with you before we don't agree again.
My last thoughts. I think mentorship is important because, in life we have people who have gone ahead of us in some things. And like Yvonne said, it's not that they're older. We could be like peers, just the way we are here. And I look up to Yvonne in some areas, and she has gone before me in that. And there are things that I can learn from her by being with her and asking her the right questions, and you know, being open to learning from her. And we should not, you know, live in caves alone, you know. So I think that's why mentorship is important. Just make life a bit easier, learn from people's successes, learn from people's mistakes, and and make life a bit easier for you.
Carol,
for me, I would add that for sure mentoring is very important for us. Because we never stop learning. We all need to keep growing and learning. I would say it is important to invite people into your life. Like, let people see your life. And that only happens if you are willing to walk with people, open your life to them so that they see. I mean, it's just as simple as that, sharing your life with someone else and learning along the way. And I think we can be intentional about that and look out for people.
Two things I'm getting from you girls, Yunia, accountability. You know, it's important for us to be accountable to people about things we're how we are navigating for doing life. And from you, Carol, for the mentors, it's important for you to be vulnerable. And also Yunia talked about that, you know, just not just sharing your successes, but also your mistakes and allowing people to learn from them. So yes, it calls for a lot of openness. And for me, I think the one thing is, I believe it's important for everyone just to not just get mentored, but also mentor. I feel like it's, you know, creating a legacy while you pour out your values from one person to another. I feel mentorship makes the world a better place in one aspect or another, because you want people to be better versions of themselves. So we wrap it up for today, but we want to hear your thoughts. Do you have mentors? Are you mentoring somebody? And how are you going about it? We would love to hear from you. Please share with us. From us, it's a wrap. Bye.
Bye. Bye.